The Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Beniza Piadintra, is asking Ghanaians to always have oral dehydration, ORS, in their homes for fluid replacement in the wake of the cholera outbreak, adding it is important to use this daily. He said this when Danex Limited donated ORS worth 20,000 Ghana cedis to the Ministry of Health in support of the fight against cholera.
The chief executive of Global Youth in Environmental Sustenance, GES, an NGO, Diodene Kwame Aguda, says as part of efforts to sensitize the youth on social sanitation and other environmental issues, the organization is introducing what it describes as eco-reps in most second cycle schools to project issues on the environment. Speaking at a sensitization program of pupils of Our Lady of Assumption Catholic School in Accra, Mr. Aguda said the youth should be at the forefront in the battle against insanitary conditions. Ibrahim Kwatin reports.
The country's sanitation situation is nothing to write home about. After 57 years of independence, Ghana still lacks a scientific and efficient trajectory for dealing with its sanitation challenges, whereas other countries in the developing and developed world see garbage as another form of refined gold. The same cannot be said of a country that prides itself as the gateway to West Africa. It is in the light of this irony that Global Youth in Environmental Sustenance, GES, believes targeting the youth, especially pupils, to appreciate the essence of environmental cleanliness is key. The chief executive of the NGO, Diodonu Kwame Aguda, underscores the essence of sanitizing the youth.
We have an issue of cholera in the country, which we feel that it is important that we raise people's awareness regarding that. And also, we want, at the end of the day, increase people's understanding regarding some of the things that I've just mentioned. There's a need of us not only to engender appropriate knowledge that is required about some of these areas, but we also need to increase awareness because we believe some of the people might be aware of the things. We target children because we have realized that children, as they are, the group that we are working on, they are people that cut across. By targeting them, we believe what we want the public to hear can go far. We are instituting ecological representatives, eco reps. Eco reps is just people who represent environmental issues or a mouthpiece to environmental issues.
Some pupils of the school express their joy about the intervention.
Okay, it's very good because cholera is just spreading, so anytime we should keep ourselves free. After visiting the toilet, wash your hands so that the germs will even enter and then you get cholera. Today's education has been beneficial to us.
Today's education has been very helpful to us because there is a development in our school now, because there is dustbin collectors, things for us to keep our environment clean, and I think it's better.
Mr. Aguda promised to extend the educational coverage to other schools in the municipality.